Raymond Moley was an original member of Franklin Roosevelt's Brains Trust. He parted company with President Roosevelt in 1936. A reference is made to Tugwell, who was a fellow member of the Brains Trust, Rex Tugwell, with whom Mr. Moley most disagreed.
The period in the 30s from 1933 on was a period of reviving hope and well-being of the American people. My interest was, as was Roosevelt's, in restoring confidence in the American people, confidence in their banks, in their industrial system, and in their government. And therefore, confidence was the buoyant spirit that brought back prosperity. This has been always my contention. Yes.
Your disenchantment then began with the
Second. It began in 1936. I disagreed with Roosevelt on that, and I think that the facts justified the disagreement. But he wasn't. He didn't follow any particular policy after 36, except that our economy began to slide downhill again until 1940.
Well, this is perhaps we could pursue this point. This is rather interesting. Then the Depression was on, and there was a slight lift, and then what you're saying now is, well, is that it began to recede again until the war.
It did. We had a slight recession in 1937, which was occasioned by his attack on copper prices and other, and on business generally, and on his Supreme Court packing plan. That shocked people. And from 1936 to 1940, our unemployment increased. And our gross national product increased at a lower rate than it had in 33 to 36. This is something that liberals are not willing to recognize. And it was the war that saved the economy and saved Roosevelt.
Of course, this raises naturally a fascinating and incredibly important point, the war. Then would our economy have been viable were it not for the war? What would have happened?
I don't know. I don't know. I think if it weren't for the war, probably the Roosevelt would have been defeated in 1940. And you would have probably have a more business-minded administration and probably less centralizing of power in Washington, and more normal conditions would have prevailed.
So it was the, what I gather, Mr. Moley, disenchanted you was the fact that more and more control of power in the central government was happening.
Now we're getting there. Now, and also he put together a quite different Democratic Party than we'd had in the earlier years. And that was an amalgamation of labor and minorities and liberals of all sorts and so on. And now, long years after, the thing is happening that I thought would happen after 1936, and that is the thing has busted to pieces. Remember, Roosevelt, at the start, was a very conservative president. People don't realize that.
I think we should dwell on this a bit. This is rather important and little known.
He was. He was a very, in the first place, he was a very prudent governor of New York. He balanced his budget. He was not a spender. He didn't believe in spending. And we resisted all of the efforts of some of the radicals like La Follette and Tugwell and the rest to spend a lot of money in public works, because he said, there aren't more than $1 billion worth of public works that are worth doing. They wanted $5 billion. So he compromised and took $3.3 billion, which was a split between what he said, what they wanted, and what he said was possible.
Well, this leads to a rather intriguing point. What led to this change? You know, later on, the phrase spend, 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 and elect, elect, elect. Wasn't that the phrase?
It was, yes. That was a phrase that was attributed to Hopkins. And those fellows were always wanting to spend more. And finally, he went along with them. I began to have doubts about 1935 and had many arguments with him. And on into 1936, and finally in 36, in the middle of the year, I quit. And I never went back to him again.
What was, this is perhaps difficult, I don't know if you've heard, what was, as you and he had this dialogue, this encounter, he was trying to persuade you to stick with him, is that it?
He did at the end, yes, in 36. But I couldn't do it. He was a proud man, and it was very difficult for him to make that request, but he did. But I couldn't do it. I didn't like the direction he was going. He was turning into a demagogue.
Raymond Moley, recalling.